You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
It's October, and that means it's time for the 11th annual Winter Springs Arttoberfest. And it takes place just behind the Winter Springs Town Center on Saturday, October 20th, and then the next day, October 21st, on a Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And here to tell us all about it, as always, is Arnie Nussbaum. He'll be your MC. And Tom Pepler, what are you going to do, Tom?
That's a good question. I'm the chairman of the event committee for the Chamber of Commerce.
See, I'm glad you said that. Well, thank you both for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
It's great to be here, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about it, Arnie. What's going on the 11th annual Winter Springs Arttoberfest?
Well, Arttoberfest is presented by Florida Hospital, soon to be Advent Health, the Oviedo Winter Springs Regional Chamber of Commerce, and the award-winning city of Winter Springs, Florida.
Wow.
And that's a lot, but this is an amazing event. Art, music, German food. It's a lot of fun for the whole family.
And it's free.
It's free. Free to get in. And it's great for the whole family because you have kids' activities, you have music, you have this amazing art. And Tom can tell you a little bit about that art.
This is our 11th year, by the way. 11 full years of doing this. Every year we have a juried art show. So what people do is the artists bid to come into our show, and then we have a committee that goes through and picks the very best. This year we have almost 100 artists that are going to be there. They're all different kinds, painters, mixed media, fine crafts, sculpture, clay, jewelry. We have some nationally renowned artists that come every year. It's really, really great. The Blumberg Avenue is a positively beautiful venue. It's long enough so that you don't feel like you're cheek by jowl with everybody where it's really crowded and people who don't like big crowds. This place is great. It's Blumberg Avenue, which is just behind the Winter Springs Town Center at the intersection of 434 and Tuscarora Road in Winter Springs, if you're not familiar with the area.
And there's plenty of free parking available.
Plenty of free parking available, and as you come into the Winter Springs Town Center area, you'll see signs for parking. Not only is there free parking, this is an event where you really should pack up the car with grandparents and adults and kids, because we just have some wonderful German music. We have the Keytunes that will be there. That's a German band, and they play European music and German music. And, of course, that band I have to remember what it consists of, but I think it's an accordion and a drummer and a bassist. And also we have Jimmy B, who's probably one of the top 100 accordionists in the United States. And we have Dan Griffin also, who plays a button accordion.
What's a button accordion?
And a button accordion is, I believe, an accordion that doesn't have a piano on the right side. And it's kind of like a harmonica as you go in and out, kind of with the accordion with buttons. You'll see it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of neat. And, of course, you can play all kinds of European music with it. And, of course, we have the stage. And visually, this is really an amazing Arttoberfest. And the reason I say that is because if you've ever lived in Europe, Blumberg Boulevard in Winter Springs is kind of like a European street. So you have this just amazing amount of colors, mixed media, and fine crafts. And then if you're going to bring your kids with you, this is what you have from Northland Church. You have crafts that include making a fan and decorating it, or airplanes out of clothespins. That's always fun to do.
We've all done that.
Yes, we've all done that. And lots more crafty things from Northland Church. And also for the kids, we have a kids stage with the music box. And be sure to pop over to see the music box. They are hosting for many years. I guess it's 6 or 7 years almost, something like that. The music box is a group of people that teach all types of instruments, dance, and they also have what I like is those performance groups. And those are kids who are kind of uber talented, and they kind of put 3 or 4 together. That's how some of the most famous old groups, I'm trying to think of the groups that were put together like that. The Monkees were put together.
Well,
like
they were kind of manufactured.
Yeah, they were kind of a manufacturer. But this is not manufactured. No. These are kids who are just like very, very talented at this, that, and the other, and you put them together, and it's a lot of fun for kids and parents and grandparents to watch them on stage.
In addition to that, we have what the student art exhibits from the Seminole County Public Schools. There'll be a tent with all of our talented student artists who as Arnie says, some people have more talent than God should have given any one person. And we have those as examples in our artists. And this year, we have a special thing going for the student artists because UCF and Seminole State College are each giving out scholarships, and there'll be six $500 scholarships given to designated students from Hagerty, Oviedo, and Winter Springs High Schools based upon their application and their art submissions. So that's going to be really cool. That's going to draw a lot of highly talented young people's work that you'll want to see. And if you don't like young people's work, we have old people's work. We have a senior art tent.
I tell you, that's one of my favorite things to go to because, here again, we have some uber-talented seniors at the Winter Springs Senior Center, and as Tom said, it's just really a visual cornucopia for your eyes.
Well, what are we talking about here as far as the senior art?
Well, the senior artists, they're basically painters and photographers, and they're really comparable, in my opinion, a lot of them are comparable to the professional artists that are on the main part of the road. The difference is that these are just people at the local senior center who are contributing their art and displaying it, and it's just very, very interesting. The whole issue here is if you like visual arts and you like to listen to German music, this is the place to be. Blumberg is actually a venue that the city rents out for weddings and things like that because it's so scenic in and of itself. And then you line this with the artist's tents and the music, and then we have food. We'll have sales of brats and pulled pork and all different kinds of food available. It's a really special event. And like I said, I've been involved for all 11 years, and so is Arnie. And we're just thrilled to be a part of it.
Now, these artists, they're local, obviously, but there are some from other places.
Some from out of state as well. And if you take a look at many of the art festivals that are around Central Florida, some of them are very, very large. This one, I would say, is a mid-sized art festival, and it gives you an opportunity to really talk with the artists, find out what was your inspiration for doing this piece of artwork. And I think that's a lot of fun when you can talk with the artist and find out what led them to create this piece of art. Also, it's very important to realize that at art festivals, you can find something for everybody if you want to purchase it at a very value price. It's amazing how many things you can pick up to make your home very special and unique at an art festival.
Well, when it's a local artist and you have a local piece of art, in your home, that's different from just getting a painting.
Well, it certainly is. And we have artists that are from Oviedo and Winter Springs. We have artists from the Central Florida area. We have artists from all over the state. And we have artists from all over the country that come here. We've been around for 11 years. We attract a real mix. It's something for everybody. And the jewelry, Marilyn Valancourt is one of the jewelers. She does sculpture that you can wear, she says. It's like beautiful silver stuff. And every year I save up to buy my wife a piece when she comes to town. The stuff is absolutely gorgeous. And if you like clay pottery, we have people that do that. Usually we have people who do things like fine art cutlery, you know, the art knives and things like that. It's really something for everybody. It's not just the highbrow stuff that people say, oh, I'm not interested in abstract art. We have that, but we have everything.
I always like mixed media myself.
It's a mixture of different things.
Yeah. And I remember one year we had, and we probably have from the That famous tree, was it the Seneca tree?
Right.
The old senator.
Senator tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that senator tree, and just the most, I got a little piece that he did. It was incredibly beautiful how he wood carved out of the senator tree that fell down. And that tree was an amazing tree off of, I believe, 1792 mm-hmm. at one time, and it fell down, or it burned down.
It burned down
one of those things and that was really.
I got a piece of that. It's from an art form. And the thing about it is if you really smelled it, it still smelled like burning wood. It was really bizarre, but it was cool.
Yeah, it's that kind of art is just something that, you know, this is free admission. You can stroll there with family and friends. And, of course, you know, at the stage, if you want to take a break, we have the wonderful music. And we do have, we usually don't share this with everybody, but we will share it with you, Michael. Hmm. And we give prizes once an hour at the stage. For answering some art-oriented or entertainment-oriented questions.
Trivia.
So we have different MCs that come through there.
Who we forgot besides yourself? I mean, I can't imagine that you would need anybody else. But.
No, but there's a whole bunch of MCs that we have listed. As a matter of fact, if you want to go on the website, WSFOTA.org, that's WSFOTA.org, correct, Tom? And you'll see, you can click on entertainment and see our bands. And also we will have Allison Walker-Torres from Spectrum Networks News 13. She is the host of In Focus on Sundays and also the entertainment reporter for the station. She's awesome. She'll be there along with some other local personalities. So we're really excited about that.
Well, you have it over 2 days now. Is it possible to see everything in 1 day from 10 to 5 each day?
Well, that's a good question. You can walk up and down the aisles in 1 day and peek in, but there is so much to see that I would recommend coming both days and taking your time to really appreciate it and absorb the art. Some of these things you look at, and the more you look at them, the more beautiful they become. And every artist, it's not just one piece of art per artist. Everyone's got a variety of things to offer us, and some of them are extremely interesting. We have one piece that we bring to the first Thursdays at the Art Museum to promote our piece for the last 3 years, and people line up to stare at it because it's just so eye-catching. It's an odd piece that looks like a city street, but if you look at it, there's a face in it.
Whoa.
And it captures everybody's eye all the time. Then they start debating whether it's a female or male face and things like that. But there's a whole host of variety of things to see. You really want to take your time and enjoy it. And it is easy to do. It's not one of these places where you get lost and you can't keep track. It's up one side and down the other. There are four rows of artists, and they love it there. They love to come to our place because they can talk to the customers. And it's a lot more laid back than, say, the super big ones that you see in the local area.
And I was going to suggest one other thing for the listeners. I believe if you go to the website, WSFOTA.org, there's a place you can click for volunteers.
Yes.
I still think that there's always a need for extra volunteers. And if somebody wants to do something really fun, interesting, and different and meet a whole lot of new people, being a volunteer at this award-winning city's Oktoberfest, it's a lot of fun. Also, we are on Facebook and Twitter and all of the social media, so you can find out more about Winter Springs Oktoberfest.
All right, so it's the 11th annual Winter Springs Oktoberfest. Takes place on October 20th and 21st. It's a weekend. You can go. It's right behind the Winter Springs Town Center. It's on Bloomberg Boulevard. Free parking, free admission, plenty of things to see and do and eat because it's Oktoberfest. It's Arttoberfest, but it's really Oktoberfest. So check it out. The 11th annual Winter Springs Arttoberfest. Well, Arnie Nussbaum and Tom Pepler, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing everybody there.